Hello, Jangles.
Hey, Mr. Treesbane.
Hey.
How's it going?
Pretty good. All right. It is May 27th? 6th?
I think it's the 26th.
26th?
The Saturday of Memorial Day weekend.
Memorial Day weekend.
2018.
We are at Recreation Park.
In Raymore, Missouri.
Raymore. Never played this one. It looks pretty nice, though.
Unfortunately, I don't see a whole lot of shade, and it's very sunny.
Yeah.
So
it's going to be
put some sunscreen on there.
Gonna be a hot one today. Overall impression, we have not walked the course yet, but they have nice flags on the pole holes. The map is very well laid out.
Lots of softball fields, soccer fields, football fields, and all kinds of stuff.
I like how they put the different pin positions.
Yes, that's very well done.
Yeah, the map, we'll post the map, but they have all of the possible pin positions and distances. Nice.
Do you think those are different? There's alternative teams, I think, maybe? Yeah, because you can see, like, here. So,
oh, yeah.
Two.
All right.
All right, well, we're going to play the long tees or the short tees?
16 is 440 feet. What is the longest one I see? Oh, 409.
409 or 15.
Yep. All right, we're going to toss some warm-ups.
Sure. And then we'll be on our way. Doesn't look like it's very crowded here, which is really nice for everyone.
Three cars in the parking lot. One is the one we took. It's Paul Jangles' vehicle. I am going to be throwing a new driver today. It's a Champion T-Bird fairway driver.
Oh, that's a good one.
I need to come up with a name for it. T-Bird? Well, we'll see how it throws. Maybe that'll help determine.
You can't just name it. You have to be outside.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to toss some warm-ups. I think I'm ready. I'm all warmed up.
All right, cool.
I wouldn't say
warmed up on a hot day.
Confident, but I'm warmed up. Hole one.
Hole number one, 318 feet. There's only one position, one tee pad. Pretty much straight away.
Looks pretty.
There's a couple trees right here in your way. Can you see them? These two?
Yeah, I see those. I'm thinking about that further one. There's a tree way out there.
Oh,
you try and hit that one.
Try and hit that one?
Yeah. So no bag holders as of yet. They do have tee pads.
They got a park bench. There's a running track right next to us too.
Yeah, I don't think we're gonna have benches on most of our.
It doesn't look like.
That's all right though. I'm gonna give you the honors.
Oh,
go for it.
All right, I've got the scorecard queued up on U-Disc too.
Nice. They do have tee pads. They are concrete, and they do widen.
They widen
outward,
as you approach the edge.
Which is the way we like them. There's a bit of a breeze today, which will definitely play a factor.
I got a little high, but
yeah.
Long.
Yeah, nice throw.
Thanks.
All right.
I was supposed to go between those trees.
All right, so I hit a tree really hard. It was actually a pretty skillful shot because it was a pretty narrow tree.
T-bird should be called tree killer.
So, off to a great start. Probably not going to get on the birdie train on this one. That's right.
Mr. Paul Jangles, Treesbane.
That was our new robot assistant. all right, after a bit of a hike, we're at hole number two.
It's in the shade. The tee pad's in the shade. Let's just hang out here for a second.
We are in the shade. It's only hole two, which is not a good sign. But we're already talking about that. Hole two.
I think we can either play the long tee or the short tee. It looks like it's in the A position. Would you agree with that? It's right along that tree line right there.
Yep. I say long. Let's go long all day.
So it's 359 from here.
Or whichever one's in the shade.
Right.
This is a nice looking course. It's kind of weird. They put the pole hole instead of between the row of trees, like right next to a tree.
Right. You don't know what these like rows of trees were originally designed
yeah.
for.
Yeah. Looks like they were there for something.
These sign holds are pretty, or the signs are pretty legit.
Yeah.
Still no bag holders on them, but
It's all right. Okay. It is going to be Mr. Bojangles up the bat because I got a bogey.
Did you say on your podcast that, or our podcast, that the Raymore's got a flood watch going on?
The Raymore River in particular is under flood warning.
Did you see we have a little bit of moisture right here?
There is. There's some puddles, which is going to prove to be very steamy.
Steamy. It is very steamy.
Yeah, but there's a breeze, so that's good.
How'd you do on that last hole?
I bogeyed.
But, I mean, you saved a bogey.
I messed that tree up pretty good.
It's pretty shaken up.
Yeah.
Good. All right. I parred, by the way.
It'll remember. Okay, I got another bogey.
The bogey bus?
Bogey bus, full jangles, Mr. Par Jangles.
It's Par Jangles.
We're up to hole three, and there's a water hazard. It's exciting.
There's a water hazard, too. There goes a crane.
Just...
There's our robot assistant.
Yep. So we're going to be throwing over a pond here.
Oh, we do have an alternative tee pad if you want to try that, but it's still going to have the water a little bit in the way.
I can make it over this, I think.
Are we talking, is this still par three? It's par three all the way. Looks like we're at the 410 mark on the tee.
Sounds about right.
So, I like to break out the tee devil.
Okay.
It's a devil of a tee thrower thing. I always know that it's going to hook left on me, so...
Good call.
Gives me a little bit of a safety net. Or it's going to go in the water and I'll never have to see the devil again. Nobody else is on the course, by the way.
Yeah, it's empty out here. There's, like, no one in this whole park. I sure hope I don't end up in the water. Nice throw! There you go. I'm going to play conservative.
The wind's going to push...
All right, well, I made it across the water. That felt good. Still bogeyed. I'm just going to end up buying a season pass on this bus or something. You bogeyed too, didn't you?
I bogeyed,
yeah. I double bogeyed.
You hit a flag, though.
I did. I banged a flag.
Flag banging. What do we got here, hole four?
This says hole seven. I don't think we're on the right hole.
Oh. I wonder if we needed to cross the street somewhere.
Maybe we cross over there.
Let's go check it out.
Whoops.
That must be maybe hole six behind us.
Hmm.
We've been doing so well.
Yeah. You did take a picture of the map.
I did, and we could look at it.
Yeah, that's no fun, though. It feels like cheating.
No, you can't you gotta be critical of, you know, how is it laid out? Is it laid out proper? So far, it's been logical.
Yeah.
Kind of going in a clockwise direction around the park.
What's the park that has the little stones that point you in the direction of the next?
I remember, is it...
Is that Wyandotte? No.
No.
Legacy?
It might be Legacy. I think it's Legacy.
I appreciate that. They have these little paving stones with arrows that point you towards the next hole.
I feel like Wyandotte has something similar. So I don't know if it's the actual stones, or if it's like, I don't know. I'm not giving you any good information.
But yeah.
Sorry.
Yep, alright. Let's see if this is the right one. Okay, so hole four seems to have lost its tee pad.
It looks like they built a new building here.
Yeah, there's been some construction going on. So we found, you have to walk back from hole three towards where you putt, or where you tee from, and anyways, looks like we're going to end up skipping this hole.
Sidewalk.
Yeah, we'll just play from here. Call it a part two?
Part two from here?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. And then I see the next tee pad, so we'll be back on track.
Here we go. Hole number four.
Hole four.
The unusual part two. What are we playing this? What do you think that is? About 100 feet?
Yeah.
Something like that? All right. We're going for aces.
Ace.
Baby.
All right. We're up to hole number five. It's my one chance of the day to hold the box. That's right. The wind got the better of Mr. Paul Jangles.
I didn't let it rattle me, though. I still saved bogey.
You did.
On the par two.
So we're up to hole five. There's still some construction we're going to be dodging around.
Yeah, we need to make sure and stay on the left side of the construction, right?
Yeah, 300-something-something feet.
300 and some bird poop.
Bird shit. Signpost. That's all right, though.
We'll make this work.
Breeze is at our back now.
Yeah.
That's always a good thing.
A little
I'm going to hand this over, because I'm shooting.
All right, this is Mr. Paul Jangles on Memorial Day weekend. I got Treesbane. He is on the box. He is shuffling his feet. He's measuring it. He's got a dangling cancer stick, and he skips it right off the path into a nice, nice location. Way to go, Treesbane. Hey, it's Mr. Paul Jangles. We are on hole number six. Mr. Treesbane bogeyed that, left it open for Mr. Treesbane to take the box back, but he would not comply. He said, I want to be on the mic. I don't want to be throwing first. So he's talking to him about himself in the third person. Treesbane, what? I'm Paul Jangles. So I might have had a few drinks last night. That might still be affecting some of the speeching I'm making. So right now there's some construction going on. Looks like they're building a community center here in Raymore. I don't know if they're going to let any of the peculiar people in on it. Oh, Mr. Treesbane flirts with going into the construction site again, but stays away. The construction site just kind of sticks out a little bit, so you can't take a direct approach to hole number six. So hole number six is next to a tennis court. Looks like somebody's having a nice little tennis lesson over there. The park is unexpectedly not very full, so we're kind of liking that. It's very nice and peaceful. So, 287-foot downhill hole number six. We'll see how I do.
Par train!
Woohoo! All right, now we're up to hole number seven. We tried to go to hole number seven from hole number three. That didn't work out. We had the fiasco with hole number four. Now we're looking at hole number seven. So, hole number seven, how far do we got, Treesbane? We're looking at, I think, the B position. So I think 315. It's next to the old ball field. Got a tree that's really kind of in our way as far as the shape of our shots. So we might have to play a little to the left. So we're liking Raymore. Now we're out of the construction zone, so we're going to like that a lot more, I think. Treesbane went with a long approach on his shot, and he found the tree. He found the tree, folks. So that was good.
He made it through.
It didn't get rejected or anything. It was just kind of played with some leaves, and then it went on through. So 315, I will probably play with the TL3. Here we go.
All right, par train. We are up to hole eight. This is another water hazard. We're tossing back over the pond, but this time into the wind. There is a short tee.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, over here.
Are you tempted to go with the short tee?
Nah.
It's 274 from the...
I'm willing to risk it.
Long tee. You're willing to risk it?
I'm feeling confident, yeah. Yeah.
All right.
It is still my box because I've been riding that par train.
Whoop, whoop.
I do get nervous about these water shots, though. We'll see. Well, there was a surprise water hazard beyond the other water hazard, and I ended up in a creek. But on the upside, I found a disc. So
it was a blue disc.
Blue.
It had like been so wet that it took the whole top off.
Yeah. So I don't know. Probably mid range. I don't know. But I did get a bogey. Fell off the par train.
We got a drone.
There's some drone pilots in the soccer field. It's pretty awesome. Especially in this wind. It's impressive.
Hey, he's doing a very nice job.
We are up to hole nine.
330 feet. It's back towards the car.
330 feet. It's slightly downhill. There's some trees to get through, which we'll do my best to hit.
Are you going to try to go between the trees, or are you going to try and hop it around them?
I'm probably going to swing around them.
I think
Or I'm just going to hit the tree. I don't know. We'll see. 330 feet, par 3.
Whose box is it?
It's Mr.
It's my box, that's right!
Mr. Pole Jangles has the box.
Oh my.
Boogie Bus! So, Mr. Parjangles is going to get some drink of water. I'm going to talk a little bit about this park. There appears to be, at least 4 baseball diamonds. Pretty nice ones, I'd say. They got good lights. Nice snack shack in the center, which I really wish was open because I could go for like a snow cone or something. There also appears to be a planetarium. I don't know. You think that's a planetarium? It's got like a geodesic.
No, I think that's where they store like the salt for whenever it snows.
Why would they build a geodesic dome for salt?
They do that all the time. Why? I think it's because it's got a higher roof, and so you can get a bigger trucks into it. So the trucks just go in there.
But couldn't a truck just drive into that other building? It's got a high roof.
A city park. I mean, it's a city building.
It looks like a planetarium to me. I'm probably wrong. I'll look it up later. Whenever I see one of those domes, I think, oh, it's a planetarium. There's probably not that many planetariums.
Because usually you see those kind of buildings like on the side of the highway. They're not planetariums. Or if you prefer, planetariums. Yes, it was a South Park reference.
Yeah, I got that. Yeah, that was a Seinfeld reference. Deal with it. Indeed, we are taking a bit of a walk around the baseball fields.
We're just hoping that hole number 10 is around here somewhere.
Well, there was a sign that said hole 10 right. This direction, so I'm going to trust the sign. Signs are generally helpful.
You know what they say, sign, everywhere the sign.
Yeah, or I saw the sign.
It opened up your eyes? It
opened up my eyes. That's a... Well, maybe that'll be our intro song. It is Ace of Base.
I know what it is.
Well,
this isn't my first rodeo.
Maybe we should wait until we get an ace before we put that as our intro.
Ooh, yeah. Well, yeah. We might get an ace, though.
Here's the getting an ace.
Woohoo!
All right, we are starting the back 9. We lost the breeze. Maybe it's just because we're up against these woods, but it is suddenly extremely steamy. This is the secondary back 9 map.
Back 9 map. Well, it still has the front 9.
It's the full map, but that's nice. I've never seen a second map at a course.
I haven't either. So that's good. So we're right here.
Yeah.
So, I guess we're playing...
That looks
fun. Yeah, it looks like we kind of start playing through a little bit of woods and stuff. It'll be fun. We'll have a good time with it.
Right on. All right, let's kill it. Let's bang some chains. It is going to be Mr. Pole Jangle's box. I got a bogey on that last one.
How long of a walk would you say that was from hole number 9 to hole number 10?
Well, 3 baseball fields worth.
Yeah. So that's probably a good 150, 200 yards?
I'd say so.
Okay. So this one's a little bit to the right, which isn't a good for a right-handed thrower. What are we going to do here? Rip it. That's what we're going to do.
I'm gonna use attacking... maneuver. I'm going to go way out and then back in. Because that's...
That?
No, I'm just going to throw it that way and then... Probably not. Probably going to hit a tree. Alright, we've gone over the creek and through the woods to a big field. We're in the shade though. That's kind of nice.
I like shade.
hole 11.
Hey, I rode the train over here. What'd you ride?
Yeah, I rode the bus, man. Using the Metro card up. 243 feet with a nice hook to the left back into the woods.
Blind shot. We don't see the basket.
Cannot see the basket, but...
How far do they have it on the map inside?
It's 243.
No, but...
Oh, tree-wise? Yeah. Should be a fun one. Definitely
with the bugs.
Hooks to the appropriate direction.
Always hook left.
Hole 12?
Hole 12. Very lengthy hole. And it says it's a par 4.
Hole 12, par 4. We're throwing from the woods into a field, into a hill, over a hill.
Past the tree.
In the sun. Should be good. This should be fun.
We'll see how we go.
Still Mr. Pole Jingles box.
Bye-bye.
So I got a bogey. And he got a par.
I got a par. You had an unfortunate putt on your second shot.
I did.
You got
I
a
did.
Little bit of that cedar tree.
And, yeah.
But you saved a bogey.
Yeah. No, I don't work. Feel terrible about it.
You shouldn't.
Hole 13. I had a wonderful bogey on that one. Did you bogey?
I bogeyed. But you have a
bogey buzz. No, it was just one over.
You had five?
Oh, no, because I hit the tree on the... Yeah, no.
So you had six on that one?
Yeah, I double bogeyed that one. Hole 13, 264 feet downhill. Looks like we got to get through some woods down there at the end. Pretty narrow little pocket.
Very reminiscent of hole number 3 at Heritage. You know, it's a downhill shot.
Oh, yep.
Too long. 264, you're saying?
I like this hole already. It's going to be fun. Hole 14, par 3, 240 feet.
This is a heavily
wooded shot. You're going to have to play pretty conservatively or be very lucky to just slide on through all of these.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a definite... I think between those two trees is your best choice, but after that, you're kind of posed. I guess the idea is just to hit that target and kind of go?
Mm-hmm. It is still Mr. Bojangles' shot.
Bojangles!
I got a... Bogey? I got a bogey on that one.
I got par. Yeah. Got back on the park train. After a bogey bust.
On the upside, we are in the shade. There is a little bit of a breeze. That hole 12 was just all sunshine and hill. Do not miss it.
Hey!
Hey!
How's it going?
It's going well.
I got a bogey. How'd you do?
at least a double bogey.
Dude, we did see some mushrooms on that last hole, though. That was
there's quite a few mushrooms in these woods.
What kind of mushrooms are they, Mr. Treesbane? Are they poisonous?
LBMs, little brown mushrooms. I would not eat them. As a rule of thumb, don't eat anything with gills.
I won't.
Yeah. And also wash your hands after you touch them. Some of those mushrooms can, like, eat your brain. Anyways.
So we're in the shade.
We're in the shade. We do not have a hole guide here. I think we're shooting from the closer pin. Closer tee. But Mr. Paul Jangles has the box. This is a pretty straightforward through the woods shot.
I bet you we can find some.
It
looks like there's about a road's width of open space for the fairway.
It's a little bit of a.
This seems like it's a little bit more legit of a shot than the last one.
Yeah, the last one was a lot of
trees.
The last
one was just hope and pray, right?
But it did end in a pretty cool fort.
Yeah.
Called the fort. It looks like they've got set up so it's like a shipwreck.
I'm going to go with it was kind of like a Peter Pan thing.
Yeah, Paul Jangles had a Peter Pan vibe.
Yep.
I had more of an Eagle Scout who gave up as soon as he got his badge vibe. But it's pretty neat.
It's the wood, and that's why it looks like it's...
Yeah.
Because it's two pieces to the boat, right?
They could have used some paint, I think. But...
It's all natural.
Yeah.
He's got trees growing through it. That's kind of
cool. They built it around trees, which was pretty neat.
I'm going to give it a walk up.
Not so much of a breeze in the woods here.
It's a little bit of an uphill, too.
It is slightly uphill.
Not too much.
You got this, bro.
Thanks.
Hole 16! I think I double bogeyed that. It's funny, I'm really not very good at this sport. And I don't seem to be getting much better. There's a sharp learning curve when you first start playing. Then you kind of plateau, and then you have to really, work at it, which I don't. We're back in the field. We're next to some soccer fields now. Soccer fields that don't have netting on the goals, which must be some new extreme form of soccer.
Those ones over there have
some net. I see one with net.
Maybe there's some net stealers. They're probably fishermen.
Could have been the pirates.
That's their boat over there.
That's right, yeah, the pirates probably stole the net.
Captain Hook stole it all. So, we're in the sun-drenched meadow.
And let me point out that I've been noticing this all day. If your disc lays on the grass for more than a couple seconds, it builds up condensation. That is how steamy this grass is right now.
It's got a lot of moisture in it.
This is good. Just like a couple seconds, you start getting water droplets.
Feeling
on the
very wet right now.
That's fine. We got the breeze. We got a nice, clear, open shot straight down the field.
What do you say? I feel like they could still do a bit of cutting on the grass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They went basically two brush hogs wide down Main Street. They could have really gone three or four brush hogs.
They could have. But I feel like the back nine's more natural.
All natural?
Yeah. The front nine was pretty well manicured.
They did a good job. So.
But there's wild or nature preserves all along the back nine.
Not as much on the water hazard sides on this one either.
No, there's not a lot.
We're fine with that, right?
We are up to hole 17. Hole 16 turned out to be kind of a mess. I got almost lost a disc in the tall grass. So I'm going to agree with Mr. Paul Jangles. They could have done a little bit more mowing here. It was just sitting there, but the grass is so tall.
So now you side with me.
Yeah, it took at least a good 15 minutes.
I would say every bit of 15 minutes.
Yeah. And I bogeyed.
I bogeyed as well.
Bogey bus. Woo!
Bogey bus.
Hole 17, par 3.
Out on the glorious meadows of Missouri.
You thinking A or B?
I think it's A. What do you say?
Yeah, I'll go with that. 304 feet.
304.
Throwing into the shade, though, that's kind of nice.
Yeah. You play it right, you can just kind of play it out to the right and then let it naturally hook in, right?
Breeze is blowing.
In our face?
Kind of in our face.
In our face!
Feels good, though.
That was a Faith No More reference.
I don't know.
Never mind.
I do like Mike Patton, but I'm more of a Mr. Bungle guy.
Whatever. Whatever.
All right, Mr. Paul Jangles.
I'm on the tee.
Let's see your drive.
All right, here I go.
Hey, Mr. Paul Jangles.
It's Mr. Paul Jangles to you, Mr. Bogey's Bane.
We are on hole 18. This is a par 3, 276 feet. We are straddling the tree line here on our left.
On our right's the walking path.
Yep, we've got a nice smooth walking path if we want to do some skips. And there's some, what'd they say? These are red maples?
Well, they had a little sign, but I don't know if these, I think these might be white oaks.
Oh, there's some trees. They're little, just little guys though. We are currently in the shade.
You gonna throw into the shade?
No, no.
You gonna throw into the sun?
I'm gonna throw it into the basket. That's what I'm gonna do.
We need to get somebody to trim these branches here, too, because they're over the tee pad, man.
No, that's the nature preserve. You can't trim any of that.
Sorry.
Paul Jangles takes an approach, and he throws wild. No, I'm just playing. That was a good toss. Man. What was that? Is that your T-Bird?
That's the TL3, baby.
TL3. Got some distance with that. I was almost excited that I thought I had lost this.
The greenie?
T-Bird. Alright, here we go.
Here we go.
Bang the chains, yeah! Alright, time for our wrap-up. Man, it is warm.
It's hot as the 4th of July, but it's only the 27th of May.
Yeah, it's steamy out. That's quite a bit of a walk. I mean, it's the same distance as from 9 to 10, but it feels a bit longer going back from 18 to the parking lot.
Right.
I like that course.
I thought it was fun. I think that it could be funner, if you will, if it was springtime or, what do I want to
fall.
Say? Fall. Yeah, fall. Something where it was a little steamy.
Not that we get much of a spring or fall anymore.
No, we get 1 week of each.
Yeah. I also think that we might have enjoyed it more had we played it before, because we did spend a little bit of time searching for the next tee pad, and we didn't really know where the baskets were on a couple of them. Not a lot of birdie shots that
there were a lot of long shots.
Yeah. But I do feel like the pars were fair. Like,
yeah,
none of them were outrageous. Like, there's no way that's a par 3.
No, they were all pretty much between, 300 and 400 or something like, or maybe 270 and 400.
Yeah, I think, the longest was the hole 12. It was like 440.
And it was uphill, though, so it's a long 440 even.
Hole 12 felt like a chore.
You think that was mostly because of the heat and the long grass? Or I guess, shall I say, do you think it's more than the heat, the length, or the long grass on the not very well done fairway?
I think it was an equal combination plus uphill.
Right.
It would be nice if it was a little bit better mowed.
Yeah.
At least on the back nine. The front nine was fine except for the construction.
Right.
But that'll be done at some point. So, that was the first time I've played disc where we did not see a single other discer until we were done. There was a family who had just gotten confused on hole 4 and missed 3 holes, and I think they just played the front 9, so they only played the front 5?
Well, maybe. 6? But maybe they're going to drive to the other one. They seem like they might be willing to, play the back 9.
They might have. They didn't mention it.
Yeah. I thought that the course was really nice course, considering there was nobody on it.
Yeah. Yeah, they spent a lot of money on that park, and it was just empty on Memorial Day weekend, which was weird. It is warm out. I can understand people wanting to go to the pool or the movies or something instead. Or the lake. Probably a lot of people are at the lakes. There's not a lot of elevation change on that course. There's some gentle sloping hills, but no,
it does have a nice variety, though. You have 2 shots you have to throw over water. You have,
there's woods.
You have woods. You have some shots that are going into woods, some shots coming out of woods, some shots that are completely wooded.
Yeah.
And then some shots that are just completely in the meadow.
It was a really well-planned-out course, I feel like.
Yeah, considering it's right next to some baseball fields and softball fields and whatnot.
Not a lot of benches. No bag hangers, but they did have really nice hole markers.
I'm not from around this part of Kansas City, so I'm unfamiliar, but it didn't really have any gas stations or Quick Trips or
no
anything where you can get like you said, whenever you got in the car, you're like, I can use a Slurpee right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you can go for a Slurpee.
And I can kind of tell you, once we see an exit where there's a gas station, we might just stop. Mr. Paul Jangles forgot to bring any liquid with him.
I'm down. Today was not a good day to be liquidless. All in all, I like it. I would definitely play it again. Maybe once the seasons change a little.
And once we kind of think the construction's done so that hole number 4 has a tee pad again.
Yeah. Yeah, that hole number 4 was a bummer.
We kind of thought that maybe we'd take a 6-month hiatus from... What is it called? Recreation?
Recreation Park.
Recreation Park.
In Raytown, Missouri.
Raymore. Raytown's a different place.
Yes. So that'll wrap it up for this. Hit like and subscribe. Tell your friends. We are still looking for sponsors. Boulevard Brewery, we're looking at you.
We would like that.
Yeah.
What about Rieger Whiskey?
Yep.
That would be nice. Quick Trip Slurpees.
Quick Trip doesn't do the Slurpees.
They don't do Slurpees? That's something.
They've got like slushies or something.
It says QT Auto Diesel. You think I'm getting off here?
I don't know. That's the QT Distribution Center. I was like, wow, that's the biggest
QT. It's a diesel. I think that they have a Quick Trip. That's not the distribution.
Well, there's a gas station.
There's a Burger King. Whopper.
All right. Well, so if you are rich or famous or have friends who are, tell them about our podcast and tell them that we will happily shill for them for beer or Slurpees. Or discs. Also wanted to point out, Net Gain did find a disc Did not lose one. Almost lost one. We did not lose one.
We are at plus one today. We were at minus one last week, right?
Yeah, last week we were down one. And that was a good one. Also, we might be able to do one more...
this weekend.
One more review this weekend, because I do not have to work on Monday. And I don't think I have anything planned, so... that'll be fun. Maybe if it cools off a little bit, we'll see. Anyways, this is Treesbane signing off.
Mr. Paul Jangles.
And get out there and bang those chains.
Woo!
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.